You said a new paragraph 3. I thought this was a 3 that followed the paragraph 2. See, it was in paragraph 2. That's what confused me.
No, it's new paragraph 3. See, paragraph 2, you just dropped this clause.
Oh, you dropped the clause. You wouldn't have anything else.
Then you don't have anything.
I thought it was peaceful.
You just have it in half.
I don't like to be in the institution.
I don't like to be.
I
make it crystal clear as to what ought to be emphasized to do a chief information reading, that we ought to say very explicitly that should emphasize the American initiative involved in it. I see no reason.
There's the press speech will do about this. It's the top five. Or they're on the album for that.
Yeah, but I see no reason why we shouldn't underline quite. This isn't a document that's going to be published.
Yeah, well, underline this in the guidance line. And the vocab about how we underline it in the press speech.
I'll get something on that initiative.
Duncan Wilson, who will go to the MAC for them.
Tower. What do we call it? He's in our relation at Moscow now. He's with us.
Real.
He wants to get that. He worked with the dean himself for a day.
Down, you got a tiny 3 on 4.
And I would go to the signing, and I'll catch you, and then perhaps other ministers, if they're going to be calling out the PM, some of the other members of the government, to let me want to know how many, and so on.
Have we got a senator in delegation?
No, there's one that here's got a list. Here it is. Then you want to know what's the on lately got. Go further on. The real problem is that it's very hard to go very much further without
whether
consultation with the
allies.
The resource is not a certain that I will be given.
Chances, Secretary.
The most minute examination with.
We don't want major negotiations.
And the point of that
is you'll be gone.
Will be critically examined. Further.
No, he agrees that it was impossible to
make it on the far reaching.
But on all the reasons that have inhibited heroin and inhibited whales.
If there is in fact a disagreement between ourselves and the Soviet Union on this point.
I
to do something that never arose in the first line discussion. Name the to prohibit the use of nuclear weapons. Now, would you people like to talk to David out here and let this be read back to you and see what your reaction is? We'll leave this on the basis of this other telegram already having been read.
Regret that we must return to patent program 304 on subject of non-application test ban treaty to self-defense under Article 51 of the UN Charter. On base of Secretary's appearance and preliminary consultation with three Senate committees, it is already clear that text will be given the most minute examination and any point of ambiguity will be critically examined. Further, it would be of the most far-reaching consequence if there is in fact a disagreement between ourselves and the Soviet Union on any point. Therefore, believe we should tell Gromyko that if this question is raised in the United States, either in public discussion or in the course of the Senate consideration, it would be our intention to clarify the point by simply saying that the Treaty on Nuclear Test Ban does not affect the right to self-defense against armed attack under Article 51 of the UN Charter. We are confident that this is also Soviet Union's attitude. You should attempt to get Gromyko to acknowledge that this is the understanding. If he should reflect any different
view, this is their understanding.
If he should reflect any different view and disclose that Soviets would claim that this treaty bars the use of nuclear weapons in war, the procedures presently scheduled should be delayed pending clarification of this point or that point. We are not insisting upon formal changes in the draft treaty, nor even calling attention to the possibility of a problem in the communique. But we must be clear that no effort will be made to pretend later that this treaty attempts to do something which never arose in the course of discussion, namely to prohibit the use of nuclear weapons in self-defense.
Might be a little stronger at the end because they do establish a ban on the use of nuclear weapons.
Yeah, do we want that to finally point out that this means that the President couldn't say this on Friday, or it implies that he wouldn't say it on Friday?
Well, I think he'd
always say someone had raised it ahead of time.
Sure. I would.
I don't think we need to fly by that excuse. If they agree easily, if they agree hard, then we have an excuse for mentioning the next speech. My own impression is, Secretary, whether this gives him quite as persuasive. The President's notion seems that you said sort of you should say we take it for granted, we assume you do. In other words, that he can say it in as low a whisper as possible or in as casual a way as possible. It's extremely legalistic business and so forth. There ought to be a paragraph of movement to that.
Well, I was hoping some of the mood would be picked up from the earlier telegram, you see, where we're talking about a highly legalistic argument.
This sounds a little tougher.
It does.
Well, only by injecting the possibility that maybe disclosed here a difference on the merits.
We would hope, of course, that might put a last paragraph saying we would hope there be no such difference on the merits and that you will be able to clarify or to establish a record here in an informal, casual, and in a fashion which takes for granted that these are two separate subjects.
Suggest you report results by guarded telephone call and finish faster as soon as possible, as soon as feasible.
Are you telling him to hold up the dish ring if he thinks there is a room?
Yes.
She didn't take that sentence you
planned. I don't know whether the Secretary wanted to put that casual business in or what he thinks.
The way you do it is say what you say, you just get Mr. Gromyko to acknowledge or at least not dispute your interpretation of that. Put there on notice rather than putting it.
yes, acknowledge it. Specifically, yes. I think the president's idea was rather that you present it to him and say this is the way we're interpreting it. Sort of a positive, casual statement.
Well, I think then you might take it out of this about you should try to get him to acknowledge that this is some standard. But go ahead with the other sentence. If, however, if he shows that he does not agree, then.
Or if he shows he has any question on this. I mean, it's really what you want. Any doubt or
disagreement? If he indicates doubt or disagreement. Now, the sentence in that about the second one, what, how did I have the sentence about the complete speaker Miko? Hopefully you should speak for me, comes about the second or third sentence from the top. I'm losing my voice.
Therefore, I believe you should tell Vermico that if this question is raised in the United States, even in public discussion or in court.
You should tell Vermico in
casual informative fashion.
In the casual informative fashion suggested in depto, whatever the number is.
304.
304, depto 304. That and go ahead.
I
they'll issue at 3 p.m. at our time tomorrow afternoon.
Can't be much before.